Okay, good evening, and Freilichen Purim. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Samach Dalet. We are doing Se'ifim Dalet, and hey, this is page Reish Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavuos HaPsuchim Eilu Ve'inu Yikam Shalachan Mehem Notu L'Rishus Rabim. If let's say you have a maze of Mavuos that open up, it's not just one bend in an L shape or two bends like a Ches shape, but it keeps on bending and bending and bending and bending, and all the way at the beginning of the maze is Rishus Rabim, and at the end of the maze is Rishus Rabim, but you have a maze of Mavuos. Kivin Shepsich Since the last one opens up into Rishus Rabim, each of the Mavuos is considered to be opened up into Rishus Rabim, and each one into the next one, into the next one, into the next one, are all considered like they're opened up into the Rishus Rabim. Even though a din of a Mavoy Akum of an L shaped Mavoy is where the end of each Mavoy is open into Rishus Rabim, the Kanyish Harbi Mavuos Kadan Mishenachlasu Se'elu Be'elu 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 Vein Ben Pilu Rishus Rabim. And over here, many of the Mavuos along the maze don't have either end that opens into Rishus Rabim. Aviluach Kivin Shekse Mavoy Achron Pesoch Rishus Rabim V'Chein Tchilas Mavoy Arishon. But since the end of the last Mavoy and the beginning of the first Mavoy open into Rishus Rabim, Chashivos Kulam Kimufalashin, they're all considered to be open into Rishus Rabim. Tzorich Tikun B'Kol Akmumis Shel Kol Echad Mehem. And therefore, you need a tikkun at each bend and each elbow along the way in that maze. Sif hey, mavoy also kenadol. If you have a mavoy that's made like a centipede, dahani mavoy gadol sharbim mavuos ktan psuchim lo, like a large mavoy where a lot of smaller mavuos open up into it. So you have one large street, and off that large street are a bunch of mavuos on either side. V'rashi hashnim psuchim lushus rabim. The other end of each of those mavuos that come off of this large street open up into rushus rabim. Even though the mavuos on both sides of the street are not directly across from one another, wherever each one opens up into the mavui gadol, into the large street, you make that into a tzuris pesach. And on the other end, where it actually opens into rishus harabim, lechi o kora, you put a lechi or a kora. And in the large mavoy, imu mefulash, if it's open on both ends to rishus harabim, also tzuris pesach mitzad achad mitzid hasheni lechi okora. So you treat it like a mavoy mefulash, where one side gets a tzuris pesach and the other side gets a lechi or a kora. Vimu sasum, but if it's only open on one end, also lechi okora brosha, then all you need is one lechi, one or a kora on the at the end that's open, and the end that's closed obviously is closed. It doesn't need anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah sifkat tazvav ha'asa kenada lushar sheish l'orgai mar. It's a centipede. That's as many words as you could have for one English word in a translation as you'll ever find. 12 Hebrew words to translate centipede. So that's the way this mavui is shaped, with smaller mavuos that are like the legs of the centipede off of this large mavui, and they don't correspond to one another. V'rashi hashniyim, but the other ends of each of these smaller mavuos, tzarech lomar v'rosham hashniya, not v'rashi hashniyim, but their second end. V'ahinu shekal echad ve'echad me'am mavuos ha'ketanu sh'rosh ha'echad p'soch l'mavui ha'gadol, each of these mavuos that have one end open into the large mavui, rosh hashniya p'soch l'rosh hasrabim, each one has its other end open into Rishus Rabim, void in the Carmelis, or for that matter, open into a Carmelis. Safilu ein. So we said, even if the Pischei Akatanim are not mechuvan keneged zeh, milasha mechab mashmid gam b'mechuvan b'pesach shalvus akatanim zeh keneged zeh gam kein tzarich tikun b'magav b'sichas on the mavi agadol. That even if they are corresponding directly one across from the other, they will need a tikun in the place where they open up to the large mavoi. Ve'ein lechashvan k'mavi yachad aruch mefulash biyosher, and we don't view them as one large, long mavoy that's straight from one end to the other. Because each one is still considered to be an L-shaped mavoy together with the gadol, together with the large mavoy, because each one comes off of the large mavoy. So also the kalachad, haynu b'kol mavuos haketanos mitzad ze v'chein mitzad hasheni v'adin emleka mavuos ketanos el mitzad echad shel mavoy gadol gam kein tzarech tikun ze. So what we do is we make for each one of them in a place where they open up into the mavoy gadol etzuras haPesach, and the place where they open up into the Rosh Hashanah or the Carmel is a lechi or a korah. And the same would be true even if it's not a centipede, even if it's a centipede that has one side of its legs all cut off, so it only has mavuos opening up on one side of the large street, it would be the same din. B'makom psichaso, so we said that the place where it opens up into the mavo gadol needs a tzuras haPesach. So azul l'tamei, this is the mechaber l'shitaso, shepasak le'el demavo yakum tzarech tikun b'makom akim yimuso, that a bent mavo, an L-shaped mavo, needs a tikun at the bend. V'hacha kalachas me'amavuos haketanos b'chal mavo yakumu, so each of these small mavuos is considered an L-shaped mavo, shenichnas mimena l'mavo yagadol meni yosel rishis rabim, because you go into it from the mavo yagadol and you go out from it into the rishis harabim, so it's considered to be like an L-shaped mavoi, which requires a tikkun at the bend. So to summarize what we learned tonight, in Sif Dalid we said that if you have a mavoi that that is like a maze, so then the maze begins and ends in Rishos HaRabim, so you need a tikkun at every bend along the way in that mavoi. You need a lechi at every bend along the way in that mavoi, and a tzuras haPesach at the two ends of it. And then in Sif Hey we said that if you have a mavoi that's shaped like a centipede, where it's one large mavoi that has a whole bunch of small mavuos that come off of it that open on their other ends into Rosh Hashanah, so the part that opens into the mavoi gadol gets a tzuras haPesach, and the end of each small mavoi that opens up into the Rosh Hashanah gets a lechi or a korah. And as for the mavoi gadol itself, if it's mefulash, it gets a tzuras haPesach on one end and a lechi or a korah on the other end, and if it's not mefulash, then it just gets a lechi or a korah at its only opening. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow at some point, maybe after Purim is over, we'll see, we will begin Simin Shin Samach Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening, a Freilich and Purim, and we should see Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael in these times of Yeshua.